Hello, and welcome back to A Fearless Marriage, your source for the latest tips and advice to build a happy, successful marriage. I am Leslie Dorries, and I'm your host. Today, we're continuing the series, 10 Resolutions to Make Your Marriage Better This Year. This series is my way to support you in your efforts to improve your marriage. It is my sincerest wish for each of you to have a healthy, fulfilling relationship. By tackling one of these resolutions a month, you will have an action plan to bring about the positive change in your marriage that you desire. So, how many of you have ever heard someone say, or maybe you've even thought it yourself, "If my partner really loved me, they would know what I need"? While this is not an unusual way of thinking, it is also not productive if you want a happy relationship. Which brings us to the resolution for this month. Ask. While it may be romantic to think that your soulmate will know your every desire, you both will be happier and more successful if they aren't set up to fail. One challenge this reliance on mind reading faces is that the same things aren't as important to our partners as they are to us, and vice versa. But most of us walk around thinking we're pretty normal and others like the same things we do. Now, when we say that out loud, we can see that's silly, but we can't go around all day trying to second-guess what those around us are going to do. We function by routine, rules, and mutual expectations so that traffic flows, work gets done, and chaos is minimized. But this kind of thinking can spell trouble on the relationship front. Abraham Maslow, designer of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, addresses this discrepancy in his third level, belonging needs. All humans have the same two levels of survival and safety needs, food, clothing, shelter, and so on. But we start to diverge at the third level. Some of us have a greater need for affection, or order, or honesty, or recreational companionship than others do. I'm going to be functioning off of my needs, and you're going to be functioning off of yours. If we expect them to be the same, or that we are just going to know what the others are, we're both bound to be disappointed. This is where the ability to ask comes in. The first step in this process is to know what you want, from what you want for dinner, to how the two of you spend time together, to how you want to be treated. If you don't know what you want, your partner, no matter how much they love you, won't be able to give it to you. Getting clear about what you want also has the added benefit of reducing complaints. While knowing what you don't like is helpful in defining what you do want, the negativity created by complaining can harm your relationship. Getting this clarity and developing the ability to ask can be particularly challenging for some women who have been taught to put themselves last. But you are 50% of the relationship, and your voice and your desires matter. But in order to be heard, you have to be clear about what you want. Many women find themselves caught in the dilemma that asking for what they want isn't nice, or it might upset their partners. They try to get around this dilemma by hedging. They ask, "Where do you want to go to dinner?" or "What movie do you want to see?" When their partner gives them an answer, they counter, "Wouldn't you rather go to this restaurant or that movie?" offering the choice they really wanted in the first place. The end result is that their partner gets annoyed or confused. It also means the woman often backs down and accepts her partner's choice. A better option would just be to ask for what they wanted in the first place. This is what most men do. Another challenge to asking is the request may be too general. I often get clients who present with the desire to communicate better. That's great, but I don't know what that means. Do they want to fight less, solve problems better, have more intimate conversations? It's unclear. I often use another common request, to have more romance in their relationship, to highlight this problem. I lightly recommend that they can get the book 101 Ways to Be Romantic and start with number 1 and go to 101. But they better let their partner read it first and circle all the things that their partner thinks are romantic. Because I know that somewhere in that book, maybe it's number 46, it will say, "Strew the bedroom with rose petals." Now, roses are my favorite flower, but all I know is that if I come home and find flower petals all over my bedroom, I wouldn't think romance. I'd think, who's going to clean this up? Romance doesn't mean the same to everyone, so being clear about what it means to you is the key to your happiness. Specificity about what you want also gives your partner a greater shot at success. The less clear your request, the more your partner will feel like they are playing a game of pin the tail on the donkey. For men, this kind of directness gives them a shot at being successful because it takes a lot of the guesswork out. This is important because fear of failure can cause paralysis. So what do you do once you have clarity about what you want? What will help you get past the fear of putting it out there? Complaining is relatively easy. Keeping things general is safe. Making a direct request leaves you vulnerable to rejection. This is all true and a big reason why it's not done. But with great risk comes big reward. The way you approach your partner is important, even for the smallest request. In fact, I actually suggest you start with small requests. Can we go to this new restaurant I read about this weekend? Could we go to the mountain resort for our anniversary? Once you feel comfortable with these kind of requests, the next step is to speak up once your partner has stated a position you don't necessarily agree with. For example, several years ago, my husband and I were invited to a charity event, a steeplechase race. Instead of asking if I wanted to go, he turned the invitation down. When he told me about it later, I was really disappointed, as I had always wanted to go to a steeplechase. I thought about it for a couple of days and realized it was still bothering me, so then I asked my husband if it was too late to accept the invitation. He was surprised because he didn't think it was anything I was interested in attending, but he readily agreed. If I hadn't spoken up, he would never have known what I really wanted, and I would have remained disappointed. It was a small thing, but the process was what mattered. I felt included and loved. Believe it or not, the concept is exactly the same for the things that really do matter to you, but the stakes for you and your marriage are much higher. Being able to ask for what you need in terms of acknowledgement, time spent together, money, parenting, sex, whatever, means playing at a deeper level. To increase your chance of success, it's important to be clear, specific, and kind when you make your requests. Make sure your partner is truly present and focused before you ask for what you would like. Try to frame it using a we context if possible. Could we do a better job of keeping the house organized? If we doesn't fit, then use I statements. It would mean a lot to me if I could be kissed more often. Be willing to offer examples of what you would like. It can be helpful to connect your request to successful past behaviors your partner has shown in this area. It will increase your partner's understanding of what you want and their willingness to do more of it. Be willing to temporarily ease off if your partner is having a hard time understanding or processing your request. Be prepared for them to be defensive or feel they are being criticized. Despite your best presentation efforts, your partner may feel blindsided or not capable. Change is difficult for many people, and this can make it hard for them to register your request, especially if it's the first time they've heard it. Don't give up if their initial response is negative. Allowing your partner time to process your request and ask questions about it will help you identify where they are having difficulty. You can then regroup and revisit it later in a way that will make it easier for your partner to agree. Don't take an initial rejection as the final answer. If you drop it, your partner will assume it wasn't that important. Continuing to stay connected through your disappointment is challenging, but it's important for the long-term success of your marriage. Recognize that this may be a new process for you both. It may take a bit of time and energy to master it. That's why I suggest starting small and simple and building to the bigger things. Don't forget to celebrate your successes on the journey. By asking for what you want, you are teaching your partner about you. Patience and a loving, positive attitude will make the process go more smoothly. So what you want to do is first sit down and take out a piece of paper and write down a list of things that you would like in your marriage, things that are important to you. Choose one of those things and start at the beginning and find a time to talk with your partner and sit down and make the request. Again, remembering the importance of framing it in the terms of we or using I statements. Watch your partner's reaction. Don't take it personally if they have a difficult time with what you're asking. If the process is too big, if the request is too big at first, go for something a little bit smaller. Again, note what your partner is doing. Make sure that you are acknowledging the positive movements that they're making. Throughout the month, watch this. Try the small ones, and when those are successful, move to the bigger ones. Again, it's really, really important to recognize that this is a new behavior and it may take some time. So again, let me know how it's going. Let me hear your success stories or challenges by clicking on the link below. Thank you so much for joining me today and letting me help you get your marriage to a great place. If you think someone you know could benefit from this information, send them a link or share it on your social networking sites. Until next time, I'm Leslie Dorries, helping you resolve to have a fearless marriage.